Today is the second Yahrzeit of one of the greatest Torah teachers of the past few decades, a teacher of thousands of Jews, Meir V'Rabbi HaGoyen Rav Meir Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Meir Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, who I merited to learn by for almost 2 years, the son of the Brisker Rav, besides his genius and his proficiency in so much of Torah, one of the things that was most remarkable about Rav Meir Zatzal was the beautiful way that he was makabel kol adam b'sever panim yafas, the beautiful way that he showed love and compassion and warmth and welcome to every single person. Those that know that in the dynasty of Brisk, this is quite unusual. Rav Meir Soloveitchik used to receive everyone with warmth and with a really smiling face. And he often spoke about the fact that by Jews, the most important thing has to be, even with all the ideology and everything that a person believes, that a person has to believe in what they believe in. But yet, that shouldn't cause the tension or build walls between different types of Jews that believe in different things. And he lived in such a way. I'd like to share with you two anecdotes that Rav Meir Zatzal used to say that demonstrate this principle by which he lived by of not having walls between other people that are not the same as you. In the town of Brisk, by his father, by the Brisker Rav, there was a time before the war that the Bundists, those that know the Bund, was a labor organization that was virulently anti-religious, and they would fight fire and brimstone against the from Jews. And the head of the Bund in the town of Brisk was a Jew by the name of Vinnikov. And this Vinnikov used to very often go into the Brisker Rav and speak to the Brisker Rav. He had tremendous respect for the Brisker Rav, and quite often he would go speak to him. And one time his fellow Bund members, those that were so against religion, said to him, "What are you going into the Rav, to the Brisker Rav? You're supposed to be fighting the war against the religion. You're head of the Bund." And Vinnikov responded, "A party is a party, but a Rav is a Rav." Yeah, there are political parties and you're a member of a party. A party is a party, but a Rav is still a Rav. A rabbi is still a rabbi. And apparently the Brisker Rav acted to him the same way. There's ideologies, there's what you believe in, there's political parties, but then there's treating someone else as a human being, as a Rav, as a rabbi, as a person. If only in America we'd be able to live in such a way today. And there's another story that Rav Meir used to say, that in the city of Brisk, there were just a few Chabad Hasidim, that those that know, Brisk is a misnagdic type of Jew. It's the opposite of Hasidus. But there was one Chabad Chassid, his name was Reb Nechemia. And this Lubavitcher Chassid used to once in a while go into the Brisker Rav and say over Hasidic mamarim, say over Hasidic discourses about Atzilus, about Klipas Noiga, about Olam Esel Yoinim, upper worlds, all sorts of Kabbalistic ideas. Now at that time the town of Brisk was on fire with all these politics and fights back and forth, but this Reb Nechemia was sort of oblivious to what was going on, and he would come into the Rav and start talking about these Kabbalistic aspects, these higher worlds, etc. So Rav Meir said that one time his father said to this Rav Nechemia, he said, "Rav Nechemia, I'm jealous of you. Ir vaintzich nisht in Brisk. You don't live in Brisk. Ir vaintzich nisht in Brisk. You don't live in Brisk. You're living in these upper supernal divine worlds. I'm jealous of you that your mind could be in these upper worlds and you're not living here in Brisk and you're oblivious to all these fights and everything that's going on over here." So Rav Meir used to say that you see from here that in Brisk, there was no such thing as political parties as separating Jews, that you couldn't have what to do with Jews that are not like yourself, with people that are not like yourself. A Jew that learned Gemara, you had who to talk to, a Jew that you were able to have a relationship with, have a friendship with, nothing to do with political parties. And Rav Meir Zatzal really used to live in such a way. And I remember a couple of times when he himself would give me a little musar, and a couple of times he had some things that he was critical of me. He always did with a beautiful smiling face, because no matter what a point of contention could be between people, it doesn't have to be personal. One could continue to smile and show a beautiful smiling face to that person. And that's a real valuable lesson for all of the people of America and the world generally. And may we live in such a way, Makabo kol adam b'sev panim yafas, of showing a beautiful smiling countenance to our fellow person, even those that are not like ourselves. And zchusi again aleinu, the merit of Rav Meir Soloveitchik should protect us, and his neshama should have an aliyah. May his soul have an ascent, that we should see him again with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.